From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush made a high-profile appearance in Israel today. He addressed a special session of the Israeli parliament as part of events marking the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Jewish state. During his speech, Mr. Bush took a swing at one of Israel's enemies, Iran, and he made a statement that ruffled some feathers back home, particularly for one candidate trying to succeed him in the White House. NPR's Jackie Northup reports from Jerusalem.
President Bush told a packed Knesset that the U.S. and Israel have a, quote, unbreakable bond, and that America stands with Israel in firm opposition to Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Permitting the world's leading sponsor of terror to possess the world's deadliest weapons would be an unforgivable betrayal for future generations. For the sake of peace, the world must not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
The president received several rounds of applause and a standing ovation during his approximately 20-minute address. There was also some dissent in the Knesset. Several Israeli Arab legislators were removed from parliament for protesting the Bush speech. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Palestinians marked the 60th anniversary with protest rallies. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the anniversary is a reminder of the struggle and the hardships of his people.
We are still here and there, deeply rooted in the land and holding on to our hope of return, freedom, and ending the hideous Israeli occupation of our land and people. Our unambiguous message has been this: it is high time for our Palestinian people to enjoy liberation and peace.
President Bush says he wants a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians before he leaves office. And one reason for his visit to this area is to push the two sides to make more progress in their negotiations. Still, Mr. Bush did not mention a peace deal in his speech. In fact, he only once mentioned the Palestinians and what he envisions for them by the time Israel celebrates another 60 years of statehood.
The Palestinian people will have the homeland they've long dreamed of and deserved. A democratic state that is governed by law and respects human rights and rejects terror.
Mr. Bush says he also foresees a democratic Middle East and the defeat of Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups. The president said terrorist groups are driven by power rather than religious beliefs, and he dismissed the argument that the U.S. should try to negotiate with them.
Some seem to believe that we should negotiate with the terrorists and radicals as if some ingenious argument will persuade them they have been wrong all along. We've heard this foolish delusion before. As Nazi tanks crossed into Poland in 1939, an American senator declared, "Lord, if I could only have talked to Hitler, all this might have been avoided."
President Bush said that was the false comfort of appeasement, which has been repeatedly discredited by history. Democratic Senator Barack Obama's campaign took offense at that statement. Obama has said he would be willing to personally meet with Iran's leaders and other so-called rogue regimes. Senator Obama accused Mr. Bush of a false political attack, but the White House denied the president's remarks were directed at the senator. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.